News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Artificial intelligence chatbots are leading children into terrible harm and can push people towards sexualized and pro-eating disorder content. This is evidence that has been provided to an Oireachtas committee. With us is Tanya Ward, CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance. AI in particular, Tanya, is being highlighted as a threat in this because of the interactive, I assume it's because of the interactive nature and the relationship that children can build up with it. What is it that you are seeing? What's the threat?
Yeah, I mean, the listeners will be aware that algorithms, what they've been doing to all of us really is promoting sensationalist content to keep us online. The difference with the AI chatbots is that they pose as real people, or teenagers and children can use them to create a character AI, like, and customize them and make them like a real personality. How they keep you online is they gain trust and they build a relationship, and they consistently support and endorse the child. But what we've seen through our members, and there's been many organizations now that have sampled some of the character AI programs out there, and what they seem to be doing is doing something very similar to the algorithms, leading children towards very dangerous content, dangerous mental health advice, even sometimes suggesting violence. And some AI characters have also been engaged in exploiting and grooming children online. So this is probably one of the most disturbing things to happen in the online world, really, for children and young people. And it's urgent that governments around the world have to regulate it and prevent children from accessing these dangerous character AI devices.
Now, the tricky bit, of course, Tanya, is the how, because even when it comes to social media, there is this ongoing debate raging about whether it be a ban, about whether it be changing recommender algorithms. So if we're struggling that much with already established technologies, how do we handle these new tech?
Well, I think one of the issues at the minute with the overall regulation is that while everyone is now paying attention to regulation, like the Online Safety Commissioner and the European Commission, we can't see the real effect of them yet on really changing things online. But I think things will change into the future. And that's why we struggle with these debates. Do we ban children from being online, or do we ban these companies from exploiting children? I would push towards banning these companies from exploiting children. When it comes to the AI creation, I mean, if you start with the toys and things that we create for children at the moment, I mean, we have really robust safety regulation in Europe. You can't develop a toy or a device aimed at a child without it being rigorously tested. That's what needs to happen when it comes to AI as well. We should have pre-launch testing of any of these AI devices, and we should have independent auditing of it. And that could be done by passing laws. I mean, really, children, very young children, shouldn't be accessing AI. And then the rest of the kind of the programs need to be designed in such a way as that they are age appropriate. What really shocks me at the moment and worries me is the scale of how this is being rolled out at the moment. Meta is talking about building AI bots into every product it has. It has 3 billion users of its products at the moment, and we need to get ahead of this.
Tanya, thank you. Tanya Ward, CEO of Children's Rights Alliance.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.